Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever your debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking. It's another Friday. It's another new show. I'm here with Johnny and Laura of Impolite Society, who's sitting in for Hugh and for Lafayette. It's just the three of us tonight. Hugh can't make it. I don't know what for. He just can't make it. Now, Lafayette can't make it because he's at a dinner function for work doing the super spreader thing, which is pretty interesting.
Again.
Pretty funny. He's okay when it comes to functions, but when it's not function time, it's sick time. And I'm just curious how many radios turned off just now. Like, oh, if it's not on, I'm getting out of here. Because obviously we can't gauge how many people are tuning in more now. Oh, Lafayette's not on this one? Better check it out. But I'm sure Lafayette was like, no, I can't miss that function. Got to do my AIDS joke. Nothing with AIDS, man. Don't serve me nothing with AIDS. Anyway.
Fly so it's to just, work function?
Yeah. So it's just us three. So Johnny, how was your week?
Week was pretty good. I can't complain. Sacramento, I want to say, is probably the most realist city in the world. You know why?
Why is that?
Because it's keeping it 100. It's so fucking hot here. Every single day has been just hot as hell. Like I don't know, around midnight it's still like 75 degrees. That's stupid. It's cooling off this week, but next week it's getting hot again, and it's stupid.
I was in Vegas one weekend and it was 114 degrees at midnight.
Oh my god,
it was nuts. We're walking in the downtown, not the strip, but you know, the downtown of that the little area over there, and they had the clock, you know, the big clock, and it showed the time and showed the temperature. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Did it feel like 100?
It didn't, though. That's what was weird. It didn't feel that hot.
Maybe it's a bad thermometer.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it's broken. That seems outrageous with the sun down.
The heat probably just fucked up that clock.
Right.
Just blew it all.
I think that clock lost all its money on the craps table. And just
I had to walk back 3 miles.
I ain't going to do anything right.
I'm only right 2 times a day. I hate my life. Well, one of our former hosts, Marie, Johnny, you know Marie. She recently posted on Facebook that she was today years old, and this is maybe a week ago, when she finally understood the saying, a clock is only right 2 times a day.
You guys saw that. My face right now.
Are you surprised by that? Or are you like, yeah?
I feel like she still doesn't understand it. I feel like she's still looking at a digital clock, and it's like, well, obviously, it's right, because
why is it blinking 12 all the time?
She's waiting for somebody to explain it to her in the comments. It was just fishing. It's just fishing for an answer.
Yeah.
Trying to use context clues to understand.
I saw with it came 3 likes, and I don't know who liked that, but I definitely is. I definitely stood away from that. I'm like, all right, well, it took you 30 years. But I still don't think you understand.
Laura, how was your week?
Maybe because my week was good. Sorry.
Did you throw up in your mouth a little bit?
Nervous. It's nerves. My week was good. My little girl turned 2, so we had a giant birthday party. More balloons than anybody has any right ever blowing up. My husband was very upset with me.
You guys didn't have a machine to blow up the balloons?
Nope. All just our own lung power. And we stayed up the night before until like 1 a.m. trying to get like the balloon arch just right. And he was just like, why you got to be so extra? What is up with you? And I'm like, you're right. This is too much. So I think next year we're going to keep it a little bit low-key, but it was really fun. She had a great time. It was adorable.
Did you have it at the house?
Yeah.
And how many guests?
About 25,
30. Okay. Like
family.
How many children?
Only three, just her and two other little kids. Again, family, like we're the youngest of the family. So all the other kids are like teenagers. They don't really count as kids. But yeah, I made a big cake. That was like a 4-day ordeal where I'm like making the 4-layer cake with, you know, all the accoutrements and doing the whole thing, stressing myself out. Again, why you gotta be so extra, Laura?
Was it worth it? Was the stress worth it? Was the losing your lung capacity worth it?
You gained lung capacity. Swim the channel now.
I got so many great Instagrammable pictures of it to make me look like I have my life all together, which is really the motivation, is that I'm a hot mess 9 out of 10 times, but I can once or twice a year, I can pull my shit together and make people think that I'm a functioning adult. That is why I do these things.
That is a challenge, a goal that we all strive for. Like I had discovered a new game with my daughter. She's two and some change now, like 27 months ish. This is a really fun game. You should try it. What she does is she takes everything out of the toy box and I just put it back in. And it's just,
I play the same game.
Oh my God. Hours and hours of fun. And I think it's going to last for the rest of our lives.
We play cleanup song. Clean up. And then like she loses interest halfway through. And then it's just me cleaning up the whole living room.
You still sing to yourself as you do it though?
I do. I'm trying to model good behavior. See if she picks it up.
Now what children's songs are stuck and ingrained in your head right now?
Baby Shark. Constantly Baby Shark. That's on repeat. We have so many Baby Shark toys and I can't take it anymore. there's a bath toy that she puts it in the bathtub and it swims.
I hate the yellow one thing.
And the yellow shark.
Yellow is the baby.
Yes.
We have the pink one. We have Mommy Shark.
Somebody gave us Mommy Shark for the birthday. I'm like, this shit.
Ooh, because
going back.
They hate you.
Yeah, I'm like, no, that one's going back because I cannot handle two Baby Sharks singing the song Baby Shark over and over and over again during bath time. Like during bath time, I try to pick it up and like put it away. And like 2 seconds later, she's like, looks at me, shark. And I'm like, and
I'm I think you should alter her education right now. Say a shark is more like a pony and then just correct her when she's 6 or 7, when she has to go to school. Is that sharks. That toy is terrible. It's like the that stupid fish on the wall clock, you know?
From the back bass in the day. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy Bass.
Yeah,
Billy Bass. It sounds like you had one because you know the goddamn name.
Oh yeah, we have one. I think it was like a gag gift in our family that like every Christmas somebody would give it to somebody else and just open it up and redo it every year.
Well, that stupid shark in the shower, the water will sometimes hit it just right and it starts singing. Oh my God. Oh man, it drives me nuts. I'm glad it's broken now. It just doesn't work.
I don't know what happened. Sorry,
I don't know
buddy.
What happened.
Yeah.
Warranty is very bad on those.
A warranty had luckily had run out right as it broke.
I always think about hiding it, but it never quite gets there because she loves it so much. It's this constant pull between this is driving me insane, but you love it. Welcome to parenthood. Hard choices.
Well, my kid's got this new thing where he'll run into the room and he just go, look at my butt, turns around, makes a noise. And it runs out. Thank you.
That's amazing. That is why you have kids. It's exactly things like that.
Yeah, I felt bad the other day because we sleep in a queen bed and my daughter sleeps with us. And, you know, I farted kind of stinky. And the wife woke up and she's like, oh, Emma, did you poop your pants? And I was like, like, yeah, I don't know what it was. What'd you feed her tonight? You know, like trying to make her sound like a bad mom. It was me. Yeah, I'm a terrible husband, terrible parent. Great podcaster, sure, though.
I'm sure that's not true. All three. No,
well, at least she hasn't gotten to blame you. My son's farting and now he's blaming me. Yeah, he'll fart. My mom goes, did you fart? He goes, no, daddy. I'm like, no, what does it mean?
Charlotte will laugh as soon as she farts. So that's how you know it's her. She farts and she just bursts out laughing and it's adorable.
I hope she doesn't carry that on through the rest of her life. You know, like you have those certain friends that like fart in the car with the windows up and they're, it's just hilarious to them. Like I'm throwing
that's how you
up.
Test but... your friendship, man.
Man, I have coworkers like that too. And it's like, come on, man, my mouth was open. There's only one way out this room and you farted in the doorway.
If you're the girl that does that, you're a certain kind of special as well. So, you know, I'm all right with it. If that's how she decides that she wants to be that girl, that like the Chris Farley of elementary school girls, I'm all right with it.
Just, she might be a softball player, if you know what I mean.
All right, let's just real quick get things out of the way. We have a special shout out to Joey Ballantyne, host of Fat Guy Loves Cake, who we do a little back and forth with that podcast. So it's, yeah, been fun so far. Lafitte promised to have a little something for him, but Lafitte's out tonight, so we'll have to wait till next week. But Joey, we got some special birthday shout outs for you. Without further ado, Johnny's mom gave us a call. Wanted to give you a happy birthday.
Joey, this is Johnny's mom. You stop calling my son fat. He not only fat, he not so smart either. Happy birthday, Joey.
Thank you, Johnny's mom.
Thank you, mom.
She's a lovely lady. She loves you so much. And we have another caller call in and give us a voice message for you, Joey. So here you go.
It's your birthday, innit? Good for you. Go lick a donkey's ass. You fat roller skating cake junkie.
All right, Joey. Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Joey.
Happy birthday.
And we look forward to hearing back from you shortly. He does 3 podcasts a week. We do 1. We're lazy. But he does 3. Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. They're about a half hour apiece.
But that's a lot.
Same amount of content.
That is a
though,
lot.
You know?
It's a lot of work to entertain your fans like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We barely do it. We suck at it. Anyway, so we've been putting it off for 2 weeks due to somebody not seeing Top Gun. We're not putting it off any longer. The three
and
of
I don't
us
think we're
going
to spoil anything because Hugh doesn't listen to our podcast anymore.
No, absolutely not. No. And so next week, I'm just going to tell him, hey, man, we didn't talk about it. So we're going to talk about it this week. So you go first. And he'll do his thing, and I'll be like, all right, cool. We did it last week. Thanks for listening. We knew we didn't listen.
I still don't think he's going to see it by next week.
Oh, no, man. He'll see it as soon as it's able to be pirated. Then he'll see it. That's my
guess.
It
was so worth seeing it in the theaters. Like, that was the thing. Oh, absolutely. Like, I had to go in person. And I listened to you guys last week, and I was like, oh, they're going to review it next week. Like, I got to get on. I want to talk about this shit. Rachel doesn't even know who Maverick is. I'm like, I can't talk about this with Rachel.
Oh, that made me so sad when she was like, right? Oh, is it coming? Is there one coming out?
I know.
Yes, it's going to be the biggest thing in the world. There was a part one. Like, oh, it just made me so sad for her.
Is this a prequel?
I think it came out before she was born, to be fair. So
probably did.
Give
but...
her a pass. 86 came out in 86 and she was born.
Really? 86?
Yeah. I just looked it up. I actually watched the original Top Gun last night to prepare for
and how did it hold up?
I mean, I love that movie. Like there's no like I can't say that I don't like it. Like it is what it is. So I grew up, I don't even remember seeing Top Gun. Like, it's one of those things that, like, I've known how to swim as long as I can remember. I have seen and loved the movie Top Gun as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. We had it in our house. in, you know, the VHS, not a taped off of TV situation, in the real cardboard box sleeve situation. And we had it. We only had like three movies. And it was because my dad worked on aircraft carriers. My dad has been an aviation photographer my entire life. And so he spent time on aircraft carriers, and that is what he did. And so he was obsessed with this movie when it came out, bought it, and it was just like part of the family lexicon. And so analyzing it any kind of critical way is really difficult, like, except for, I mean, it's kind of a shallow movie, right? But it's fantastic. You gotta freaking love it.
What did you think of the sequel?
Loved it.
All right, great review. Thank you, appreciate it, Johnny. Johnny, you're up.
The sequel was amazing. It was different, just because of technology. They were able to shoot the scenes better. The original Top Gun, they reused a lot of the footage. Like when the afterburner goes out, they use that twice. Same plane. The dog fighting, I remember seeing that same clip a couple of times in the movie.
I just noticed that when I rewatched it the other night. I was like, that's the same shot you just used 30 seconds ago. They just used it again.
In the 80s, I guess it wasn't a big deal, but now you would get roasted for that, for sure.
You'd be all over Twitter.
Oh, yeah. that would definitely affect your Rotten Tomatoes. But you know, preparing for the sequel to come out, I saw the original again, and it still holds up for me. Still nostalgic. Everyone did such a great job. It was, it still holds up. I mean, because you still get the same feelings that you saw you felt when you first saw it. So I think we had a bootleg copy because my dad was really cheap. And back in when it first came out, those, like, VHSs were expensive. I want to say they were like 60, 80 bucks, maybe more.
Whoa, my dad spent that much money on it? Oh, shit.
Well, he must have loved it.
Props to dad. Good job, Ron.
But the sequel is amazing. Tom Cruise gets so engulfed in his movies, and he's like, he wanted all the pilots to be in the plane, the footage. I mean, it was just amazing. Yeah, if you guys get a chance, there's maybe a 20-minute clip of Jocko Willink. He's a former Navy SEAL, and he interviews a guy who is actually the top instructor or something like that from Top Gun, and they give their reviews on it. And it was really interesting. It was amazing.
Did you know, fun fact, that the real Top Gun school, you know, they fine students $5 if they quote the movie?
That really? Seems fair.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you get real.
I wonder what happens with that, swear jar type of thing that they have, and what they do with the thousands of dollars that they get every class.
How many times do you think they hear, I have the need for speed?
Like, I mean, Buzz the Tower, at least to me, is the most classic one. I feel like I use that in my own life. Permission to Buzz the Tower.
That's always sound like a sexual thing to me.
Buzz the Tower. Yeah.
Totally. Well, I'm gonna start using now. Yeah. Like, Austin, you are clear to Buzz the Tower.
I wonder if that would be different, you know, like having someone like go down on you, but you can like tell they're smiling, you know.
Less lip action, more tongue, less lip action. You could probably feel the difference.
And he's like pumping his fists and whatnot. Carlos, what'd you think?
Oh man, I love the film. I haven't seen it twice. I do want to go back. But probably maybe an IMAX, or I don't know what the other theater is with the four screens that kind of wraps around the theater. I want to see it maybe in that, because just the just inside the cockpit, every time Tom would like pull that throttle or, you know, pull that stick one way or the other, just a quick action of that for some reason would just crazy exciting, just to see the plane just shoot in a certain direction. But you're right, he had like all the actors get in the planes and make sure they felt at least 5G, I think it was, so they knew exactly what it felt like, just to get that real the real look when they did the film. But I think, Johnny, you brought this up, Top Gun Maverick is Star Wars.
Oh yeah, I mean, when they talk about, and Laura, you've seen the original Star Wars, The New Hope.
It's been a long time. I mean, I'm familiar with the general story.
Right. Towards the end, they're basically, you got to scale down this trench and then you got to hit this target that's only 3 meters wide. And and that was like the same thing.
I was familiar.
Yeah, I was expecting a lightsaber battle at the end, but it was still really good without the lightsaber battle. And that the realism of it is what's different from Maverick to the original one. Because you don't see them, their faces going back and forth when they hit the G's and whatnot. And the aerial acrobatics, right. Holy crap, just amazing.
I don't know enough about planes anymore to know, but like that time where the I assume it's the Russians. They never say who it is. And it was the same in the original. They never actually tell you who it is. But I mean, it's snowy, right? And they're clearly white guys underneath there, so it's got to be Russian. But where the Russian plane, like whoosh, like right past him, like he does like that.
It does like a cartwheel type of thing. So and they were like, "What the fuck?" Yeah, that was ridiculous. Yeah, I loved it. I loved just about everything. I mean, I don't think anything, you know, the love line, the love story. Was different in this one, but I thought it was just enough. I mean,
the love story to me was the thing that I was the least interested in. I was like, get out of here. It just felt like it was kind of horned in because the first one, you know, it was also a big B plot in the original.
Right. but it gave you a nice break in between the trying to train the pilots, the action mission and all that stuff. So
yeah, but I read something online last night that I had never even occurred to me before, because I was like, who is this chick? She just comes out of nowhere. The name Penny Benjamin, which is her name,
Admiral's daughter.
The Admiral's daughter. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah, they talk about that, like, at the bar.
Oh, shit. Yeah, when he buzzed the tower, it was Admiral's daughter.
And I just put it together and I was like, okay, it makes it feel a little bit less out of left field to me, but it was great. I mean, like when I was just in the theater and like, I don't know if I'm hormonal or whatever, but soon as the music started and that same text came up, you know, it's like the same font. And then in 1976, they established the thing. I got super teary and it was just nostalgia, just like washing over me hardcore. And so I immediately loved it. And another thing that I thought was awesome, the beginning of the new one, Maverick, you know, they do the carrier deck and it is so similar to the original. And that's fascinating because really the way an aircraft carrier works on the deck, at least, has not changed significantly in 35 years. You know, like if you were to look at the computers, obviously inside the control room, huge difference in 1986 to today. But the general function, you know, they've got the it's basically a giant slingshot. That's how it works. And that's how it's worked since they invented aircraft carriers. And so I think that's really cool, just seeing like the continuity of technology across aviation. I think that's
neat. Well, you kind of nerded out right there, and that's primarily because your dad, right? Like,
yeah.
Because what girl would ever say any of those words when referring to Top Gun?
I mean, it's so cool. Like I went to the aircraft carrier that's right outside of San Diego, the big one you can tour. And I was just like having so much fun. Like, there's so much pictures of me like down on the like doing the arm thing.
Doing the arm
like
signal.
Just totally nerding out. And I love it. I love that giant elevator too. Like, because they take the planes from the belly and they pull them out and then through the side.
That was really dramatic. I love that part too.
I know. I love it. I brag on my dad for a minute. I'm a total daddy's girl. But my dad has this awesome shot, this like timed exposure shot of it coming up from the depth of the thing and then turning. And so it's just like the waves in the background. That's all like just, you know, blurry. And the way the plane moves and the timed exposure, it's super cool. I love all that stuff. Dork.
Two scenes that were predictable at the end. Even that didn't take away from the film at all. I mean, I'm sure you saw it coming, but it just, the film, I mean, even that, like I said, just that overall, just the whole, I mean, like the Val Kilmer scene. I mean, to me, that was like, oh, my allergies. Is there smoke in here? What's happening?
I think that was awesome that they brought him in, you know, and gave him a spot. I love that.
I would have been interested to see if Kelly McGillis come back.
Oh, imagine.
Because she doesn't look the same. And I'm not, ragging on her, because everyone changes over time. But Tom Cruise looks, you know, the same, but older. She looks older.
Well, I mean, I read something from her where she said, she's like, you know, I'm almost 60 years old. And I look like I'm almost 60 years old. That's not what that scene is about. Like, that's what she said. And I'm like, that's entirely accurate. You know, if you didn't spend the last 30 years actively trying to fight off aging like Tom and Val did, then you're going to end up looking like a 60-year-old. That wasn't the focus of your life. That wasn't the focus of your life. And then, you know, no, if I were her, I'd probably have some hard feelings, but I'd try to say no hard feelings. That would be my goal.
I mean, I don't know when the last time she worked, so I would take anything I could get. I mean, like, I'll be the clerk at the grocery store, or the I feel like she looks more like a diner waitress right now. Right? What do you want, so baby?
You put makeup on her and do her hair, she looks all right. I feel like you Google her, you get a lot of like the I just went to the grocery store images, which
that's what nobody, I was thinking. The old lady yelling at the cashier.
Yeah, nobody looks their best when they're going to the grocery store. So
speak for yourself.
Hoping to hear Danger Zone, but no Danger Zone.
I was kind of glad they didn't. I feel like that would have been a little bit too obvious, a little bit too on the nose.
Even in the even in the credits? I mean, man, just
maybe in the credits. Yeah.
Well, you didn't stay for the full credits, so I mean, it could have the credits run for like 10 minutes. They could have put anything on there.
Oh, no, that's true. Maybe no, there was there. So much smoke in there. There's so much smoke in there, I couldn't see. Might as well water. You had to leave. Get out.
Okay. The other part that I cried at, I mean, was the end. So it's, I mean, like, no spoiler, right? But it's a generational story. You know, that's what it is about. It's about the next generation and letting go or acceptance or whatever the case may be. And that really nailed home to me because I went to go see it by myself, by the way. I see movies by myself all the time, as you talked about last week. I go out to eat all the time by myself. I'm that weirdo and I love it. But anyway, I was by myself. And the two people next to me was a guy about my age with his grandpa, who was probably in his late 70s, early 80s. And the guy that was my age had to read for him the like Val Kilmer's texting that he was doing because I assumed like his eyesight was bad or something. He couldn't see it. And that really caught me because I was like,
So you're looking straight ahead and you're crying. You look to your left and you're crying. Yeah. You're just surrounded by...
But the funniest part was during the very, like, not even PG, like the G sex scene that happened, because it's nothing like the first one, which is much more erotic. But in this one, it's much more toned down. And the grandpa goes to the guy my age, he goes, "Do you need me to fast forward through this scene?" And I was just like, oh my God, I love this so much. This is my favorite thing. Just listening to grandpa and grandson bantering over Top Gun.
I mean, I love that he read, you know, that there was a bonding moment there, but I feel bad for the grandpa, right? Because I feel like you needed to see this in HD, like get the thickest glasses you got. And, I mean, it's so impressive. Speaking of that erotic scene, I remember in fourth grade, we used to have movie time like every week. And then for a couple weeks in a row, like I brought movies. So I brought Top Gun, and then that scene came up, and then, you know, their lovemaking scene. And I remember as a fourth grade, because I had seen the movie a bunch of times, but I felt really uncomfortable and then kind of responsible. I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure that's a nipple. Oh, their tongues touched.
So much tongue.
So I got to go to the bathroom. Can I? Yeah.
Puberty. Somebody needs to hide a book in front of them. I mean, that's right around the time. I'm getting a little uncomfortable. All I need to see is a silhouette and a tongue, and I'm just boing.
Well, I think back then you'd brush against me in the wrong way and that's it. So what, I don't know if you've ever given this any thought, but what would your call sign be?
I haven't given any thought, but I have looked at all the ones and I was like, that's cool. That's cool. Where did they come up with that? That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not that clever.
Johnny, what would yours be?
I think I would have to go with Flipper.
Flipper?
Why Flipper?
Like the dolphin? Oh, the dolphin.
Because I don't know if you know this, Laura.
You're attracted to dolphins.
When I was deployed overseas, we had a pass and I got to go to Budapest. And I got a little drunk. And all my buddies, all my military buddies, they got pit bulls with blood coming out their mouths, skulls, crossbones, things like that. And I woke up with a dolphin on my shoulder. And it was done really well, apparently.
Is it like Lisa Frank style? It's like rainbow.
It was jumping out of the water.
It was jumping out of the water. It was arching its back. And I remember like when we got back to the base and I told somebody, hey, I got a dolphin. I'm like, what is this? Some gay dolphin jumping and arching in its back. And
sure enough.
Sure is. So after I got out of the military, me and my buddies were going to go on a cruise and I was like, I can't have a dolphin on my back. I'm trying to pick up chicks. So I got it covered up. And the only thing that would cover it up, like, takes up like half my shoulder blade. It's like a big dragon. But if you look in the belly of the beast, you can still see the dolphin
in the belly of the beast,
in the belly of the Flipper. Beast. So I'm going to go with Flipper because I have a good sense of humor and I could take a little razzin from my military coparts. And then if I was really good at being a pilot, of, you know, like Tom Cruise was, then you can call me whatever you want. I'll still kill you in the air. So Flipper, I think I'm going to go with Flipper. Flipper.
All right. All right. Mine would be Poor Church Mouse.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's what I use now is when I play Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, I got it. Go ahead.
Well, I just, you got to think of another one, I think. The poor church mouse coming up. I'm engaging the guns.
Too many syllables. You can't say that.
By the time you get your radio traffic out, you've been shot down. By your own people. Like, yeah, I
hate that guy's name.
Can't fucking say
shoot
it.
Him down.
Switching to guns.
Yeah. I guess anything I'd have to else? Go with something that Hugh used to call me all the time. Then it'll be Losaman.
Losaman?
Yeah. The three last letters of my first name. Oh. It said it in some sort of Jamaican thing often for some weird reason.
That would definitely Losaman. Throw everybody off. Enemy included.
I know, right?
Losaman. 2 miles out. Who are we fighting? I thought we were Russian.
I would have to go with, I mean, I guess it has to be different than your name though, right? Because my last name is unique. And so people call me Bookie. That's used to be a nickname of mine. But I guess that would be too similar because the idea is to hide your name, right? That's the idea of a call sign? Or is it just to be shorter? I don't know.
I think a call sign just to be cool. I mean, Iceman, cool? Maverick, Goose. Oh, yeah.
Iceman. Is Goose cool?
Isn't very cool.
Is cool.
No, Goose,
yeah.
Probably why he died. That's probably, I would have died if I, that's probably why he died.
Well, I mean, his son is Rooster.
That was cute.
What else was there? There was
Jester. Payback. The new ones. I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
Who was the tough guy, the Captain America? Who was that guy? What was his name?
That's not
Hangman.
Hangman. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's actually going to be in another aviation movie. I think it's going to be World War II based, and I don't know who the lead character is. I think he was in that recent all black cowboy movie. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. Very
Tarantino-ish. The Netflix deal.
Yeah. I think he was in that, and he'll be a pilot in that, and then Hangman's gonna be his co-pilot or something like that. So he's all being pilot. About
flying planes.
Hangman was so much more of a dick than Iceman was. Like looking like back, I was like, this is the guy. I was like, this guy's so much worse. He's such a dick.
He was, but even like at the end, he was like a good dick. Like, you know.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
no, I'm that a good dick. Good dick. Know. Yeah.
Carlos, you know what that good dick
buzz
is.
My tower. Buzz my tower any day. Hangman.
Hanging low, Hangman.
Yeah, I noticed that too. He was a little evil. Did you ever see the Karate Kid remake?
No.
I'm sure Carlos did.
No,
the one with Jaden Smith.
Oh my god. Yeah, sorry, I did.
Yeah, the group of kids in that was like super evil. Like even worse than like the major like kung fu movies.
Oh yeah.
And then at the end everything was fine, but yeah, Hangman was a little evil, but he came through in the end.
But Hangman is a guy that I would want as my wingman.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm picking him over Rooster all day.
I mean, same as Iceman, right? It's like they're kind of dicks, right? But they're really good at what they do, and so you have to
absolutely
respect them for it.
And then they did volleyball. No, they did football in this one, right? Not volleyball. Football.
Yeah,
it was you're playing offense and defense at the same time. It was very confusing.
It was.
I've seen it twice and I don't know the rules.
I asked Austin or my husband, I came home and he said, was there a volleyball scene? I'm like, no, there was a touch football scene on the beach. And he's like, shirts and skins. I'm like, oh no, just skins, buddy. There were no shirts to be seen anywhere.
Right. I didn't know who was on whose team. And I didn't know who scored and what happened.
That's not the point. The point is for all of them to be naked. That's
kind of reminded me of the game we played as a kid, Smear the Queer. Do you remember that?
I do.
What the fuck is that?
Well, it's a game.
That is
we
not PC.
Well, it's
I thought
a game.
You guys lived in California. What the fuck? I'm over here in Missouri. Like what?
This was in the early 90s.
Yeah, the early,
oh, it was cool. Yeah. Right.
No, it was actually the late 80s.
Oh, that's
anyway,
right. We're old.
Yeah, we're old. So anyway, you throw a football in the air, and whoever catches it has to try to get to the end zone by themselves without getting smeared. Basically, you're going to get tackled by everyone. So his choice is either try to get tackled or throw it back up in the air, and then whoever catches it next, change direction, you go after that person. But it's only the end zone is only one way. You can't go back and forth. It's only one way. So you throw it in the air. And what's funny is that everybody wanted to catch the ball. I'm like, it's not like, oh, I don't want to get hit. I'm not going to catch it. As soon as it went in the air, everybody tried to get it. And then you try to run towards the end zone. Everybody tried to tackle you. That's what kind of
reminded me. So you were saying everyone wanted to be queer. Everyone.
No, smear. Everybody wanted to smear. The queer. That's right. Everyone did want to be queer. Yeah.
I remember as a kid.
Our just kids are stupid.
It just
like, I want the ball. Yeah. I want the ball.
I do remember thinking to myself, that doesn't sound right. You know, like, all right. I mean, I'll play, but, you know.
These rules are kind of weird.
If they changed the name, I wouldn't mind.
My favorite HR story related to queer is the LGBTQ. And some coworker asked me, and he's like, a little bit older than me. He's probably in his mid-40s. He's like, what does the Q stand for? And I said, queer. He's like, you can say that now? Because when I was in high school, when I was in junior high, that got you detention. I was like, that's fair. It's very confusing out there. Very confusing out there, Ben.
Yeah, Joey Valentine, he does a little clip on or a show about the word queer, and he looked it up, and basically it says, like, you can use it sometimes, but not all the times. But if you don't, like, it makes you feel uncomfortable, you shouldn't use it. And, like, there was, like, a whole, like, confusing definition. So, yeah, the whole thing is confusing to me. Like, do you understand what the gender pronoun thing is? Like, when people say the they and identify as them.
They, them. I think that they don't want to be either or. They don't want to be a she or a he. And then you just like everything you have, you've learned about grammar just has to go out the window.
Right. Because like you can't say really, how are them doing today?
How are them doing today?
Because it does sound a little like Neanderthal-ish.
You would say they in that case. How are they doing today?
How are they doing? Yeah. But when you're talking about, okay. How are they doing? Well, it's true. Like if Laura's in here, I'm like, how are they doing today?
I think it's like that the new core mat that's going around.
Like, yeah, it's this next generation shit. It's just like, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And no offense, guys, just another time, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring it back to Top Gun here. So one of the things that I noticed, because I wrote it down in my notes, so I had to talk about it, was the grunting when they did the high G.
Oh, that's for real. Yeah.
It is. They do that for real because it keeps, pushes the blood. It keeps it in their brain so they don't pass out. But they didn't have that in the first one. And I guess because they didn't have such like high G impact when they were doing the big finale thing, climbing out of it or whatever. But the thing that I noticed was all the guys were grunting. The one woman pilot never grunted.
No, she's like, I got this. I'm used to it.
No, I guarantee it's because they filmed it and then they were like, this is sexual. We have to take this out. Because it doesn't sound right. You can tell all the guys doing, but then you have a girl going, and it just, we're taking it out. It's not working.
I never even noticed it. No.
Now I'm wondering if I should buy the DVD. Like the director's
extended, the deleted scenes, the deleted audio track. You can add it in.
I got your back. So overall, what would you rate it?
Yeah.
10 out of 10. You guys do a scale of 5, don't you?
Yeah, 5 out of 5. Same thing.
Okay, fine. 4.5 out of 5. If I'm like being,
So if it's a scale of 10, it's perfect, but it's a half scale. So.
No, I overshot a little bit. I was like, maybe it's not the perfect movie. Mm. That's really fucking good.
It would have been perfect if they left the audio in for the woman.
Definitely better than the game. And I like the game.
Yeah. Johnny.
As weird as it may sound, I'm going to have to agree. If it's a scale of 10, I'm going to give it a 10. But what we normally do, and I've told you before, I don't like our scale, but 4.5. I mean, it was a fantastic movie. I've seen it twice. I'll see it again. I just hope they don't wait another 36 years to make another one because I just don't think I'll be around.
Honestly, do you think I hope they'll make
another one? And what's the next story? I mean,
yeah, I agree.
They don't let anything die anymore. Just let it go.
No, I know they don't. No,
it was so good because there was such a wide gap.
I don't think you could sell it to me that Maverick is still going to be in the military or still going to be needed
in his 90s. Another,
or still going to be allowed in a plane. I mean, like
don't they have a forced retirement at a certain age?
I asked my dad about this because I was curious. I was like, there is no way that they would let a man, this old get behind, get into the cockpit of a $1 billion plane. And my dad was like, some of those Blue Angels, they'll fly like honor flights, older. And then for the photographers, like they'll let them in there. They're not flying, of course, but I mean, he knows this like 75-year-old dude that's still doing it. He's in these jets and doing all this crazy G's crap. And he's in his mid-70s and staying conscious. So it's very possible. So I was like, okay, I'll take a believability pill on that one.
Well, he did destroy him. $1 billion plane maybe at the beginning of the film,
right?
Yeah,
right, trying to push 10 G's.
It's a prototype.
Those aren't free. I'd give it a 4.5 as well. I liked it. I am definitely gonna go see it again.
I gotta go find time to see it by myself because my husband won't see it with me, but I will see it again before it leaves the theater, hopefully in IMAX.
Why won't he see it with you?
He's just not a Top Gun fan. He doesn't like Tom Cruise either. And I'm a giant, unabashed Tom Cruise fan.
I'm sorry. Did you say you married someone who doesn't like Top Gun?
You are correct. I did.
And his name is what?
Austin.
I mean, that's a manly name, but why is he not a man? I just don't understand.
He says that Top Gun is actually just a chick flick wrapped in a in a military wrapper. That it's just all about the romance. And I'm like, I don't think that's true. Because the first one, I mean, it really doesn't have a plot. Like the first one is like, what? He's awesome. And then it takes him the whole time to remember how awesome he is. Like that is the plot of the first one, is he's an amazing pilot. And then he also confirms he is an amazing pilot. That is the storyline. And so there's not really much there. It's very shallow, but it was the 80s. And so you took what you could get. And I loved it.
But these words that you're saying, they don't match up to the movie that I'm... Goose dies.
I know.
And he gets gun shy, like literally gun shy. And he comes back for Goose.
Again, he knows that he's awesome. Something bad happens to him. He's like, maybe I'm not awesome. Maybe I'm not the awesomest of awesomeness. Maybe I'm a human being. And then in the end, nope.
I am
definitely awesome. Yeah. And that is the right call because, I mean, you do. And Tom Skellig, yeah, in the first one, like, it's rough, man. He's like, just get over it, man. I'm like, really? Is that great advice? But, you know, different times. But yeah, I mean, it's the right thing to do, but it's not a super deep movie. It is an ankle deep film, but we love it anyway.
We do. And it makes
maybe
you feel
good.
Maybe
it's mostly because of the volleyball team, but I had to bring it up because
I think your husband has a volleyball, like traumatic past or something like that. Somebody spiked it, hit his forehead. He lost the winning game. Fuck volleyball. Fuck Tom Cruise. Fuck Top Gun.
That's what happened to Austin. Yeah, he's just repressing the memory. That's why he hates it. Traumatic volleyball injuries.
All right. Well, let's take a break here on our Stalking Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hello. My name is Silas, and I'm one of the hosts on Uploading Podcast. On my show, we talk about tech and gaming news stories that you probably wouldn't hear about on other podcasts. Japanese data center company starts eel farming side business. We'll also chip in our own quirky opinions.
One character and one card and 90 rubies for €39.99.
Japanese gaming furniture brand Bahamut launched its first gaming bed. Who wants to stay in bed and game?
Search for Uploading Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Or follow at Uploading Pod on Twitter. Thank you, and now I'm very sorry for interrupting. Have fun with the rest of your show.
Welcome back to Nerd Stalking and the Podcast. I'm here with Johnny and Laura. And have any of you guys ever walked out of a movie or left a concert early or sporting event, besides leaving because you want to fight traffic, sporting event or concert, that is, have you ever walked out of a movie, concert, or sporting event? And what's the best live event you've ever attended? Johnny, or Laura, please go ahead.
I walked out of Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage. I was like, this movie is shit. And I regret the money that I paid for it, and I want my money back. And they will give it to you. By the way,
really?
Not only did I leave, I went up and I was like, I want my money back. This movie is terrible. They should not have put this on a movie screen, and I want my money back. And they will give it to you.
No, really? They will. But
I've never experienced
that. What if you leave
that?
Like there's 5 minutes left?
Probably not then. I think we left like about halfway through. Like, I don't remember the plot of that movie or anything, but there was just like one scene and like somebody was like, blah, 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 father. And I'm like, okay, I'm just like, no more cliches. Enough. We are not watching this anymore. And I left. And then I definitely had left a concert before I left. Not because the concert was bad or anything. It was a Nine Inch Nails concert in like the early to mid 2000s. And I was just like, this is not my scene anymore, guys. Like everyone was like, all these girls were wearing like corsets and and
chokers,
dog collars, and I'm just like, I mean, once upon a time this was me, this is not me anymore, and there's too many people in this small space. I know, out. And we left just because nope. Mm-mm.
Wasn't your thing. So when you bought the tickets, we were like, yeah, Nine Inch Nails. And then
I was,
yeah. I remember them. Yeah.
Well, we sat in the stairwell for a while and just like, so we could hear the music, you know, and like,
oh,
feel
okay.
The music.
Yeah.
But like it was in the hockey stadium in St. Louis, and you're just elbow to elbow. And I don't like, I think that was around the time where I realized I don't like crowds, not that many people. It scares me. I don't like the feeling. I don't like being hot and sticky and touched. And yeah.
I get that. And recently, you know, the concerts or sporting events that I've gone to, I got a splurge. I got to be front row or close to, I got to be in the better section. I can't be in the nosebleeds anymore. I can't be standing room only. I just, those days are done. I think I'm past that point, and I'm glad, because it's very uncomfortable when you're young and broke and paying $15 for a concert or sporting event or something like that. I mean, I can't say that I've ever walked out on anything other than like maybe traffic. But I have been kicked out of a movie, and that's because I snuck in.
Ooh.
Oh.
And I snuck into Mortal Kombat 2, and it's such a bad movie. Like,
it's
when they were like,
terrible.
Oh my God. And when they were like, you need to leave, I'm like, you're kicking
no
me
problem.
Out of this movie.
Happily.
They should have been bringing people in that they catch.
You should have been paying me
watch
to
this
see
movie.
This.
Yeah, that's the only one I've been kicked out of. You guys ever sneak into a movie?
All the time.
I've never snuck in without paying. Period. But I have seen a movie and then said, "Fuck this," and just like kind of meandered my way around other theaters to be like, what else? I paid for a ticket, I gotta watch something that I like,
right.
which I did very recently when my husband dragged me to go see The Northman, and I literally was like, I cannot watch this anymore. And I got up and went and watched a portion of the Nick Cage movie. I don't remember the name of that one. The massive weight of one. Massive Talent or whatever, that one. I watched a little bit of Fantastic Beasts, and I watched a little bit of the Father whatever one, where the, is it like Mark Wahlberg, he's a priest or something, I don't know.
Father Stu.
Yeah. That one. And then I had to come back eventually to the movie, and I'm like, why did I come back in here? I should have just watched the rest of Fantastic Beasts.
You know what's funny is like, you leaving and coming back and then missing that whole portion, you didn't miss out on much.
Oh,
not
sure
a damn thing.
What did your husband think of the movie?
He also hated it.
Oh, good. Oh. Good.
I don't think he hated it as much as I did, but he definitely hated it as well.
I was starting to have my doubts about him because of his lack of love for Top Gun. He lost that loving feeling.
Now, when you're at home and you're watching a bad movie, do you turn it off? Or I mean, if it's on Netflix or it's streaming, or do you just like, whatever it's on, I'll go do some things while it stays on? Or do you turn it off?
I think if the movie is bad, then it's still background noise, but then it's phone time. I'm playing my games or
facing your phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it just depends. Like, for me, it's if I actively dislike it and it's not fun to make fun of it, I will turn it off. But if I actively dislike it and it's fun to make fun of, then it will stay on. But there's also a ton of movies that I start and then I'm like, it's late, I turn it off, and I just never go back to it. What about you, Carlos?
I've walked out of The Karate Kid, the remake with Smith kid.
Smith?
Yeah, James Smith. What a piece of garbage. I mean, it just dragged for I'm like, is this over yet? And it's hit like a 2 hour mark. I'm like, yep, that's it for me. And I left. I was like, no, I'm done. I know the story.
It may not be over, but it's over for me.
That's
bye.
Right. See ya. And I didn't ask for my money back. I was like, yep, I'm leaving. I just walked right out the door. And yes, I think that's the only thing I've ever walked. I almost walked out of this movie called The Inkwell. I think the only reason I didn't walk out of it was because I went with some friends and they were still sitting there. I should have left that one too. That was a horrible movie. But that's it. As far as like leaving sporting events and concerts and stuff, if I did leave early at all, it's like the parking thing or the traffic thing. I just want to be stuck in traffic. And then I think one of the best live events I ever did was a Linkin Park concert. Linkin Park was just live, was just incredible. That, and believe it or not, Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin is one of my favorite concerts.
I can put
on a show. Yeah. But yeah.
Laura, favorite concert?
Like I said, I hate concerts now, so it's hard to like think back on one that I enjoyed.
Traumatized,
but I'm
apparently.
Sure they existed. I think the last one that I went to and actually enjoyed was a band called Group Love. I don't know if you guys know them. They're like an indie rock group that was big in like maybe the 2010s. They put on a pretty good show.
Never heard. Never. Johnny, favorite concert? Besides 80s R&B. Oh my God, don't start with that, Chad.
How many times have you seen Boys to Men?
Twice.
It's not that bad.
How many times you try to join Boys to Men?
42. 42 times. No,
Boys sorry, to you're Men, still a boy. You're not yet a man.
I never saw them exclusively. They performed with 98 Degrees and New Kids on the Block.
That is the girliest concert I've ever heard of.
And it was amazing.
Now, have you ever seen them great. When it was three of them or the four? How many are there? Four?
There's three of them. The fourth one, it's kind of weird. I try to do my research on it. Like he left the band because he has scoliosis, the guy with the cane.
Right. Yeah.
But then later on, there's stories about like him getting kicked out. And I mean, they still do the songs, but without that bass type of.
Yeah. But have you ever seen them with all four?
No, that was.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think I was too young, too broke, or maybe too deployed to go at their heyday. But New Edition, they put on a good concert. I think the best one, though, probably Keith Urban. That guy's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, he was going from guitar to piano to he was playing a mandolin at one point. His songs were really good. That might be up there. Worst one, Lenny Kravitz.
Really?
Really?
Why is that?
Well, he was like playing his new stuff. And then, you know how when some artists, they'll like sing for a little bit and then they'll point the mic to the crowd. Nobody was saying shit. They're like, I don't know this song.
It's brand new, dude.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that I knew was great, but then there was like, I don't know, four songs that I was like, all right, well, I guess this is bathroom break time.
One good concert I went to was Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah. That's he's one of those ones, too, that
he puts on a show, man.
He'll go
a lot
from
of
the
pyrotechnics, right? Like a lot of fireworks.
Well, he'll do like, he'll go from the drums, the guitar, to the DJ booth, to just everything. And the last time I went, he put out an album, which is pretty shit. It had like two good songs on it. And he knows it because he did the two songs from that album like right away, like after the intro of the concert. And then he even explained, I know you guys are wondering why I did the first ones right away, because I didn't want you to leave and go to the bathroom. I want you to hear. So he knew. No, but it was a good show, man. So Kid Rock does put on a good show. I don't know. A lot of people aren't fans of his anymore because of this Trump supporter thing or whatever. But I'd definitely go see him again. That's entertainment. He's good.
I just saw him on Silicon Valley most recently. And honestly, that was like a while ago where he's like playing in one of the Silicon Valley parties. It's like, God, I hate doing this Silicon Valley shit. It's just a bunch of nerds just standing there staring at him. I think that's the last time I've heard of Kid Rock.
He's a really good actor too. On Joe Dirt, remember him on the Joe Dirt?
Yeah.
See Joe Dirt.
You didn't. What? You've never.
What I've never the? Seen Joe Dirt.
The fuck is wrong with you? It. Part two
the
is
David Spade movie, right?
You can pass up on part two, but yeah,
definitely part one, pass part two. First
part
one
is amazing.
Very classic.
And Kid Rock is hilarious. It's a very rednecky humor. I lost some respect for you.
The fireworks part is one of my favorites. I got the whiskey do's, whiskey don'ts, with or without the scooter stick. That's a good 4th of July one to watch too. That Agreed. Should definitely be on your list for 4th of July. True American classic right there.
I think my favorite part is when the sheriff comes in, he's like, oh, this is just a septic tank, and knocks the top off. I'm covered in poo.
It's really see fucking it. Dumb, but you yeah, know, dumber the stupid. Better. It's just like an hour and a half long SNL sketch, but a good one.
Yeah. If you get a chance, go to a Journey concert. Journey was very entertaining. The lead singer now, I think his name is Arnel Pineda, something like that. He's got a ton of energy, running up and down, singing his ass off. And if you ever want to be surrounded by, you know, 20,000 Filipino people, go to a Journey concert.
Oh, that's right. The lead singer is a Filipino dude. Yeah. He took over.
Yeah, there's a great documentary on that where they're looking for the new lead singer of Journey because the other guy bowed out or couldn't do it anymore. And they found this guy in the Philippines who could barely speak English, but his voice is just amazing. And they changed his life around because he was singing for peanuts before. And now he's like a millionaire. Like they split everything evenly across the board. And yeah, it was amazing.
That is interesting. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know anything about Journey other than Don't Stop Believing.
Damn right.
Great life lessons in their songs. And then they always play the songs like at the San Francisco Giants games, the something by the bay.
Sitting on the dock at the bay?
No.
Wait a minute. That's definitely not Journey.
That was on Top Gun. The city. It's called The City.
City by the Bay.
Yeah.
Sounds vaguely familiar. I'm sure I'd know it.
Well, it's amazing. So if you want to listen to anything amazing, you know, pop in a couple Journey tracks.
That sounds amazing, my friend.
But then, like, you know, you told me not to do it, but New Edition. Oh,
ugh,
I love me some New Edition.
Of course.
I can't wait till they do the Bobby Brown tribute one when he dies unexpectedly of crack or whatever the hell he's
on. He dies unexpectedly of completely natural and normal causes. Yeah. Heart failure. .. Caused by fill in the blank.
All righty. Well, with that, I think we're going to wrap it up, boys and girls. You got anything else for us, Johnny?
Not today.
Laura, you got anything for us?
No. Thanks for having me. Always fun.
Well, thanks
to
for joining
in.
Us again.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Top Gun.
And you've got to convince your husband to watch Top Gun 2. It's such an impression. I mean, like, if he's any kind of a man.
He'll watch it when it comes out on Pirate. He'll download it for me, and then I'll convince him to sit down. He'll watch it.
It's such a good movie. It's so impressive. I can't stop saying enough about it. I can't wait to see it again.
I know. I want to go see it with my dad. That's on my to-do list. Me and my dad.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that, and because I don't know your history, and I didn't want to be like, hey, did your dad see it yet? And my dad is dead or something like that. And I'll be like, fuck.
He's alive. He's just old and he doesn't do anything cool. He's like, you know, actually, it's not true. My dad is doing something cool, but that's the thing he only does. My dad only, he's retired and all he wants to do, these are the two things that he does. He rides his bicycle and he plays guitar. These are the only things that he's interested in doing. If you ask him to do anything else, not interested. A or B.
Now, would he like, is he gonna start up a band?
He's in several.
Okay. And how often do you go to his gigs?
Not as often as I should. A lot of the times they're like in the middle, they're like an hour away, and like, because he plays bluegrass mostly. Okay. He plays with the dobro, which is a steel guitar, which is, if you're familiar with bluegrass music, That's his niche. And I like bluegrass music quite a bit, but the market for bluegrass music is about an hour west of me. And I'm like, no, I'm not making that drive.
Yeah, the clientele for bluegrass has got to be
slim.
It's a little bit bigger in Missouri, I feel like. There's a brewery near us that does like a bluegrass brunch every Sunday. They don't play every Sunday, but like they have a different bluegrass brand. And we go to them all the time because they're literally like 5 minutes away from my house. So I'll always go see them there. But bluegrass
is
great.
I've gone to a few barbecue classes. And I feel like the same clientele that are at the barbecue classes are going to be at the bluegrass.
Definitely. You are in that sweet spot right there.
So I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll see some of the guys I went to class with.
Thank you for coming again. You're welcome, Laura. Back anytime.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll see you again a week or two, three.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Perhaps. Thanks for coming out, Bookie.
Thanks.
Aren't you going to call me by my call sign?
Flipper.
That's what I was trying to do.
Flipper. I was trying to remember it.
How could you forget? I got a fucking dolphin on my back.
That's right. Roger Flipper. Here we go.
And you, what the
poor
fuck
church mouse.
Poor Los Cobos.
Los Lobos. Con Dios.
I think I'll just call you the number five. I'll get the Los Lobos con Dios.
All right. And for that, we're done for the week. Johnny. For Johnny.
See ya.
And Laura.
Oh, bye-bye.
And for me, bye-bye. See you next week.